You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Zachary Rook, Managing Director at Your Local Movers, that provides a full-service moving company for offices and homes. Your Local Movers differentiates itself by hiring their own staff and keeping up the company's culture. Zachary, good morning, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here.
So, Zachary, for starters, why did you begin Your Local Movers?
It's a funny story. So, if you were standing in front of me, you'd see that I'm a skinny white guy. I'm about 6'2" and not hugely heavy. And I was a professional breakdancer, of all things. So, and that's how it started. So, I was dancing. I'm from a town of about 1 million people, so there's not a whole lot of work out here in that space. So, I worked a day for someone else who had a moving truck and went, I can definitely do this better. I thought that I'd, you know, as the dream always starts, I'd work a few days a week and stay strong and then be able to, you know, do shows on the weekends or, you know, whatever fit in there. And the business took over. We were particularly good at it just because we did things completely differently to the rest of the industry. So I borrowed some money off my brother, $3,500, and bought a truck, and kind of it just spiraled from there to the point that we're at now, where we've got 40-odd staff and a warehouse and some of the biggest clients in the country.
Well, your story is certainly unique, and I can't say that every day I get a break dancer to a business owner kind of story, so you got to love this one. Now, I understand that you have a unique culture there at Local Movers. Describe the culture there at the company.
Yeah, so I didn't know anything about the industry other than my 4.1 hours working for someone else. So I kind of did things from scratch how I assumed they'd be done, and apparently that's not the same as the industry. So the industry's biggest issue is staff turnover. It's about 550% a year staff turnover. So, you know, that means the majority of staff have less than 2 weeks tenure with the business. And we've never had that issue, and it's because I hire people that I can see something in, usually untapped potential, and I draw that picture of vision for them, no matter what role they're doing. They can be my general manager or our newest kind of 17-year-old who's lifting stuff and talking to clients every day. And so I draw that picture for them at the beginning of their time with us, and that creates, you know, energy, and it engages them with what they're doing. So we've ended up by no great design with a really fun place to work, just because that's the focus. Everyone's focus is, how can we get better? How can I get to that vision of where I want to be, where the business wants to be?
So tell us, if you would, what was your approach in growing the culture at the company?
So I've always been opposed to the idea of management. To me, a manager is someone that tells someone what to do because they've got a title. I like leaders and coaches, and our business is such that a lot of our crew is on the road. As an easy example, you know, you'll have two or four people on the road. So I need a lot of people with leadership ability. If they're training new people, they're always training someone new if they're really good, or someone that's, you know, been here for 6 months, getting them to that next level so they can run a team of 20 or 30 people. And so it's a really, really leadership-focused business. And so I've done a lot of things to really empower people. So we look at how we can actually empower the leader to look at the solution, or the problem being us as a leadership in the business, rather than the employee or the new person or the person doing something wrong. And because of that, we've created accountability within our leadership rather than finger pointing. And that means that people are really open to suggest new things. They're open to try new things, even if there might be a mistake. And that's where a lot of our really great ideas have come from, and a lot of our really great culture, because people know that, look, stuff happens. People are never always perfect, but they're not going to get reprimanded for you know, doing little things wrong or making mistakes, because we want to fix the whole system, not just, hey, you did something wrong. And that means people feel comfortable and they feel happy to come to work with the people that they're working with.
Certainly makes a lot of sense, and we can all learn something from what you just said. Today we're joined by Zachary Rook, Managing Director at Your Local Movers, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we can be heard on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app. So, Zachary, how important is culture for the business's growth? Taking that a little further.
Well, as I mentioned before, I mean, our industry has massive staff turnover, 500%+. So for us, building a business and building something from nothing as we have, you really have to have great staff. And in our industry's case, that means, you know, keeping great staff as well. So we've built people that have stayed with us for years and years and years. And that means that I can send any one of my team leaders, any one of my crews to a crucial client, which we've got more and more of. I mean, we've got big shopping centers and schools and universities that use us based on the quality of our guys. And I can comfortably send anyone there and know that our reputation isn't going to go down and that we're going to give the same great experience every single time. And that's the key thing. I mean, anyone can create a great sales system, anyone can create a great marketing pipeline, but where our industry has really fallen down historically is in delivery of that. And we've been able to keep our delivery really high because our culture is one where people that don't fit get rejected by our guys. We don't even have to manage them out. They leave in a matter of hours working with us sometimes. It's really, really fast. And people that are going to click stay, and they're really sticky. They stay with us for a really long time, which gives us this great quality that we can always give to our clients.
For other business owners, what tips would you give them about building a business's culture?
So to me, what we've done, it's about having passion for what you do. So ours is a passion for helping people. We call it rescuing them. So we're rescuing them from stress. We're rescuing them from really negative experiences. And drawing that passion out and showing that your staff where it comes from. The best results, hands down, that I always get from my people is when I've reiterated, hey, this is why we're here, this is what we want to do, and being really authentic. I mean, every business goes through ups and downs, and if we're in a down patch, I go, hey, guys, this is the actual situation, vulnerably, honestly with them, and that gives them the ability to be vulnerable and honest with me. But then the next step's always that this is where we're going and this is how we're going to get there, and really passionately and authentically sharing that with them has created momentum where, you know, we might have been totally short of cash 1 year or one quarter, and still we've been able to push our growth because our people are really engaged with what we do because we've been authentic and passionate with them.
And Zachary, lastly, with all the success in building Your Local Movers business, do you still have time to dance?
I don't, and that's always the question I get asked. I haven't danced in a few years, but it's done a lot of good things for me. And hip-hop culture as a thing is a very entrepreneurial space, and I think that's definitely contributed to my success.
Certainly an interesting backstory. Certainly have enjoyed the time you've spent with us today. Tell us, where can listeners get more information about Your Local Movers online?
So our website is yourlocalmovers.com.au, and there's a whole stack of information on how we do things and little bits about how we run our business there. And we'd love you to come and check it out because we just want to share what we've done and hopefully empower some other people to do the same.
Zachary, certainly love your approach, and it has been a great pleasure to have had you today. All the success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Zachary Rook, Managing Director at Your Local Movers, providing a full-service moving company for offices and homes. And for more information, simply visit yourlocalmovers.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
The This is the ePodcast Network.